So it seems that in the last couple weeks, the theme of the scriptures, at least a dominant theme in the scriptures, has been law and tradition and rules and regulations and what these have to do with the gospel. How are we to live our lives in the face of these often conflicting or at least confusing and difficult rules and laws? What's their place in the life of a Christian? For us, when we encounter difficult passages in Scripture, the idea is not to simply dismiss them as irrelevant to our lives, but to see what they mean. Study them carefully, using our intelligence and our common sense. We are not fundamentalists. Catholics are not literalists. So it takes some work to read the scripture and to understand it clearly. First of all, we have to know the context of the scripture. We need to know the historical and cultural situation within which this writing came. So with that little bit of background, let's recall briefly last week. You remember last week when we heard about wives being submissive to husbands? How do we make sense of that in light of the gospel? Well, as I preached last week, those prescriptions about relationships of hierarchy between men and women and children and adults and slaves and masters, those don't come from the gospel. It's not Jesus' teaching. Those are popular conventions, popular norms of behavior that come out of the Greco-Roman philosophy that dominated the area in the time of Jesus. And they had a useful purpose: to maintain some sense of order and harmony in a difficult social situation. So what does Paul, or at least the person who writes in the name of Paul, do with these? He says, these need to be understood and applied in your lives in light of the larger gospel of Jesus Christ, which proclaims the dignity and the equality of all men and women. And all relationships should be characterized by love and compassion and care for one another. And this is why Paul introduces those prescriptions by saying, each one of you should be subordinate to the other. Not just wives to husbands, but each one of you should defer to the other, should give in to the other, should look out for the other's interests first. In other words, these social norms, these behavioral norms, cannot be permitted to conflict with the larger purposes of the gospel. It's the gospel that guides your behavior, not popular conventions. And then today, we read the gospel that seems to dismiss law. Seems to say that in the end, really, law doesn't matter at all. What people ought to be doing is following some vague, squishy sense of what's nice and what's good. Sort of a kumbaya behavioral
norm, if you will.
And I think when we find ourselves dismissing large portions of the gospel, we ought to be very careful before we move in that direction. Remember the first reading, where the Old Testament tradition, of which Jesus is a part, Jesus is a Jew, an observant Jew, raised in the practice of the law. That first reading says, "You Hebrew people, you Jewish people, obey the law in its entirety. Don't add or subtract anything from it. It is a way to God. It leads you to God. It is a place where you will encounter the person of God. So don't dismiss it casually when it seems to get in the way of what you want." So in this context of respect and reverence for the law, Jesus then critiques the Pharisees. He says, "You have elaborated on that law. You have created traditions that you have given the force of law, and you're trying to impose those on all the people. You're making those oral traditions an end in themselves, as if they were your God. And in the process, you are burdening people and distracting them from what God desires for all men and women." And Jesus goes on to moderate the law, the written law as well, to say that you cannot allow following the law to become your idol. You cannot allow your practice of the law to deflect you from your obligations in love and charity to your brothers and sisters. The law is not an end in itself. It is a means to closer relationship with God and all your brothers and sisters. And when it no longer becomes that, then you have a problem, not the law. Jesus' concern throughout the gospel, God's concern throughout all of Scripture, is that we love one another, that we take care of one another, that we recognize the dignity of all men and women. And everything that God has given to us, law and tradition included, is meant to lead to greater love for one another. So don't let laws, rules, traditions, even Holy Trinity's traditions get in the way of what the law is trying to accomplish. Deeper, closer relationship between us and the Lord, between us and our brothers and sisters.